This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? Brought to you part by Go Wireline, founded May 2011 at T-Mobile, nearly 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. That's like longer than wires have been around. Five of Go Wireline, really? Did I have to ad-lib that line into it? Five of Go Wireline's founders have over 30 years experience in the Williston Basin, convenient locations in Williston and Dickinson. Could be anywhere you need them in Western North Dakota. Find out more at Go Wireline. .com. Also brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, as they've done since 1908, but across the region, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Montana. Commercial services, they're a link contractor. They can really help you out. Free estimates, hatandsons.com or 223-3393, 701-223-3393. 3393, it's H.A. Thompson & Sons. 7 after the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, live from the North Dakota State Fair Lack of Talent stage, and it's hammer time.
Yes, we are freely admitting that today it is the lack of talent stage.
I told them to get there, they forgot two hammer, words on the sign.
But Hammer, Todd Mitchell on the same stage.
It's one of those things, you know, where Scott says, you know, I'm leaving you Thursday from the fair. You can do the show on Thursday. And I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, and apparently I'm thinking the buses with the audience got stalled. I think they're moving a missile.
Probably, yeah.
You know, they move a lot of missiles around this
or a wind turbine.
Air base. So I'm thinking the buses filled with the audience.
It might have been those wind turbine blades, too, and that's even longer. Yeah, so exactly. That's even more of a nightmare to get through the state fair. So.
Hour two of What's on Your Mind live from the state fair a little bit later in this hour. Representative Scott Lauser, as well as U.S. Congressman Armstrong, fresh off yesterday's Mueller committee hearing, and also I think some breaking news in terms of the Family Farmer Relief Act that the congressman may share with us today. But let's talk a little wellness when it comes to hot water in hockey. Now, how can you do that in one conversation? Well, we can do that by introducing the head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, Brad Berry. What's on your mind? Coach Dan and Vince here. Thanks for your time today. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Good, good.
Standing. Yes, yes. How's your summer, Coach?
Yeah, it's going by pretty quick. Excited. We're a few days away from getting back on the ice, and we're excited about that.
Play a little golf in the summer with all the Champions Clubs events. How's the golf game this summer, Bubs?
You know what? Not very good. Between recruiting,
come on now.
Between recruiting and a bunch of different events I have to be at, not a lot of golf time, but when I do get out there, I get my quality, and I should say quantity of swings and not quality.
Boy, can I empathize with that right there. My golf game seems to be filled with a lot of quantity as well, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Hey, Coach, Vince here. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Vince, how have you been? How's your summer?
Oh, it's going fast. It's like when Dan and I were just talking, hockey is like UND's first game, 71 days away. So it's the summer's here and going fast. I was just talking to Dan how I kind of met you down in Tampa Bay with Scott Hennin, and I mentioned you looked a little rough and you needed a hot tub, and you said, yeah, it took me a half hour hot shower to get to this point. So since that time, I think you've dove into the benefits of hot water. How does that treat you?
Well, unreal. You know, obviously it's been a few years since Tampa, and obviously we got to try to replicate that this year again. But you know, it was a blessing running into you and getting your product in my backyard here. I use it daily, and I'll tell you what, it's one of those things where I looked at myself and said, why didn't I get this earlier? So It's quality of life is a big deal for me, obviously, with the stresses of the day-to-day activity, whether it's coaching or being on the road and traveling. But I tell you what, that alleviates a lot in the morning, at night, when you get a chance to jump in it and just kind of reset your body on a daily basis.
Brad, speak on that a little bit more. You know, one, as we know, and as you have experienced over the last few years here, when you have the stress that you do, and maybe you're not feeling well physically as well, have you found that soaking in your water almost is like kind of resetting your central nervous system, whether it's game day in the afternoon as part of your pregame ritual, whether it's coming home after been on the road for recruiting, whatever that situation is?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. And what I find is there's two things that go into it, the mental side of it, the physical side of it. Obviously, the mental side of it, of just relaxing and letting your body, you know, like you said, reset, you know, after a long day and get ready for the next one. But the physical side of it is, you know, I was fortunate enough to play 13 years of pro hockey, 8 in the NHL. And when you, and when you think about that, between the stresses of the games, the physical stresses of the games, the practices, the travel that's involved, you know, when you're 54 years old, your body sometimes feels like it's 84 years old. And I'll tell you what, the spa that I have greatly enhances myself as far as you know, functioning on a daily basis.
Hey, Coach, what is your daily routine when using a hot tub? Because I get a lot of people say, I just don't know if we'll use it or not, or don't have the time to use it. What's your routine like?
Well, mine is getting up early in the morning. Like, you know, one of the things, challenges I have, you know, having two back surgeries and a number of surgeries on my body after playing a long career, it's getting your body moving in the morning. And that becomes a challenge for me. So when I step out of bed, I just, you know, go through the sliding door and go outside and jump in the hot tub for about 20 minutes. I have a coffee with me there and watch the sunrise in the morning. And after I jump out of there, jump in the shower and get going and getting going to work. And I tell you what, you feel like a new man and you feel like your body is ready to go. And I'll tell you, like you guys just said it on the radio earlier, that, you know, it took me 20 minutes, half an hour just standing in the shower just to get the body, the hot water to go over your body, just to feel good. Well, jumping in the spa, it's a lot less time and it covers your whole body. And again, that's kind of the routine I do in the morning.
Visiting with University of North Dakota hockey coach Brad Berry this morning on What's on Your Mind. Dan Hammer and Vince Webker live from the State Fair. Coach, give us a little overview for your fans out there. Since the season ended last spring, what have been kind of the headlines from within your program this year? I know there are several, but kind of share that with the audience, if you would.
Well, you know what? Very exciting time. You know, the year ended, obviously, didn't end the right way. You know, we're looking to try to get back to where we are. And again, we have a lot of blocks in place of that being, you know, going forward here. We have a new group coming in. We lost a few seniors last year, and we got a new group coming in, six freshmen coming in, and we retained a whole, like the majority of our team. Some guys that were maybe expected to sign pro contracts said, no, I'm coming back. I want to get my degree. I want to try to win another national championship. So we've got really good committed players back and some good players coming in here, and we're excited. They're training right now here in Grand Forks. Obviously, it's not a mandatory thing. It's voluntary, but they voluntarily came back to train together with our strength coach here for a five-week period. And again, that shows you the commitment that these young men have.
Well, Coach, it's great chatting with you. Thank you for sharing your story on how you personally have benefited mentally and physically from your hot tub. And you know that Vince and I will be at the Ralph this year cheering you on. So
awesome.
Good luck
we
on
little,
the upcoming season. Thanks for your time,
Bubs. We got a renovation project that you'll be excited to see with that new scoreboard there. So maybe we'll
no
get
doubt
those
about
pretty
it.
Faces of yours on the scoreboard.
That's something nobody's ever said. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Is that something anybody's ever seen? Your pretty faces.
All righty. Thanks, Coach. That's University of North Dakota hockey coach Brad Berry joining us today on What's on Your Mind, live from the State Fair.
Now, don't forget, sign up. Giveaway Monday morning. What time? 10:30? We're doing that. What are they signing up for?
The Splash Super Pool, 9x17. You can sign up right here at the North Dakota Talent Stage or over at the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables booth. And you can do that for the end of the state fair.
Is that a different stage from our North Dakota Lack of Talent Stage where we are right now?
Yeah, that is where all the talent is located.
Oh, where the talent's coming later today.
That's right.
We're kind of the opening act till they open that other gate at 11 o'clock, and then all of a sudden we'll have that talent coming up. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up. It was a big day for him yesterday, was it not? I mean, it was a really good job in the Q&A with him.
No,
it was very interesting.
About 10:32, and also coming up here in a few minutes, Representative Scott Lauser. And I would imagine this is Scott is one of those guys who probably grew up right here on the state fairgrounds. He's from Minot, of course. The name well known within the city of Minot. So I got to imagine this is a guy, Scott, who has probably spent hours and hours on the fairgrounds growing up.
Just a little bit of time. Had a tubby burger or two, right?
Right on.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text at 701-226-8503. More What's in Your Mind live from the Dakota Lack of Talent stage. Scott Hinnon back tomorrow, by the way, from El Paso. More on that on the way on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your well, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Ague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On Your Mind is brought to you by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, and the Strip in Mandan as well. And by the way, you might want to stop by there because they just literally minutes ago let me know that 2020 HDs are in. You've got to see what they've done. They've made some mammoth improvements. Schwann, BuickGMC.com, or better yet, stop by in the Strip. Or better yet, stop by the Dakota Lack of Talent Stage here at the North Dakota State Fair with What's in Your Mind Live, and it's hammer time.
Yes, indeed. 10:20 on a absolutely gorgeous Thursday morning. Now, we're having a blast on the stage here at the State Fair, but my daughter had to rub it in a little bit here a few minutes ago. I got a text.
That's right, to take away your fishing time today.
Yeah, I did. I got a text from my daughter who is fishing down near Dakota waters this morning, and she's double-handing a couple of beautiful walleyes that she and Tanner caught this morning on Lake Sakakawea. And Ben Lamb and I, one of our coworkers, Vince, got a chance to be down on the lake on Tuesday and just had a phenomenal day on the water as well. And then we enjoyed some of that Tuesday night at our place in Minot.
That was awesome. You guys nailed it. And what a great day, too. I mean, weather-wise, it was... you couldn't ask for better.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's going to be a beautiful day at the State Fair. 3 days left in this version of the State Fair, and we hope that you stop out and see Vince and me at our booth here at the North Dakota State Fair. We're sure thankful and fortunate to have an opportunity to be in the State Fair this year, Vince.
Yeah, it's been a good time. I enjoy visiting with people across the state and telling them about what we do and why it's beneficial for why it's beneficial, the wellness aspects that we bring to the table.
Well, our next guest, I gotta imagine, probably began roaming the grounds of the State Fair when he was just a little kid. I can imagine him over in the rides and, you know, just chucking down burgers and corn dogs left and right. Scott Lauser, Representative Scott Lauser, who represents Minot, is a Minot native. And I mean, can you even imagine how many hours you've spent on these fairgrounds, Scott? And thank you for being here. Nice seeing you again.
Thanks for having me. I've never done a radio interview at the fair.
No, right.
But I got to say, my birthday has fallen during the week of the fair every year. So
when's
I've
your
always
birthday?
Yesterday.
Well, happy birthday.
So, yeah, thank you.
That's right.
So yeah, I've spent my childhood and my adult life at the fair.
Love did you ever? Did you ever work out here in any capacity, or is it just being out here having fun?
Couple summers I worked some concession stands. That wasn't as fun as not working.
Right.
But I enjoy the fair every year.
Yeah. Top, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Top concert moment that you recall in the history of State Fair for you?
Huey Lewis.
Now, see, that is the third person that has told me that unsolicited in the last few days. So I did not see that show. What was it about that show that makes people say Huey Lewis?
I don't know the numbers, but I want to say before the grandstand was built, there was 11,000 people at the concert, and they had fire trucks hosing everybody down. It was absolutely packed. I was sitting on the base of the grandstand along the rail, and I was pressed up against the rail.
Wow.
Not down in the ground, but up in the grandstand. And for those of us that are old enough to remember, he was on Johnny Carson later that summer or that fall, and Carson asked him about his favorite concert. Huey Lewis said in Minot. So it was just a fun time. I think that was 1985 or 86.
Wow. Representative, let's talk about Measure 1 a little bit. Voters went to the polls last November and approved Measure 1. That put the authority with the legislative body. Where are we right now with Measure 1?
Well, Measure 1 was passed by about 7 points on the ballot. And so if you read the ballot language, it was the Ethics Commission being established. And there was a big campaign from out of state, about 94%. I think it was about 92% of the money, but 94% of the contributors to that campaign were from out of state. And it was basically... you know, how do you feel about ethics? Don't you want an ethics commission? So who says no to ethics? And so that was placed in our Constitution, and that was voted on in November, and then there were about 6 provisions that allowed the legislature to act in session. And so there were a couple bills. There was a Democrat-sponsored bill out of the Senate. There was a House and leadership bill sponsored out of the House, and then there was a third one that was a study resolution. So ultimately, we passed a bill. The Democrats chose in the House to vote against it based on one area, and that was due process. And the concern with that was what the Democrats wanted was the ability for anybody to lodge a complaint anonymously. They could call into the Ethics Commission and say, I want to say that this person's doing something unethical. I don't want to identify myself. I don't want you to know who I am, but start an investigation. And the Ethics Commission, if that were the case, would be responsible to launch the investigation, at which point anybody is, quote, under investigation. The House put in due process provisions that would require anybody that's going to make a complaint to identify themselves and what the complaint is.
Seems fair.
And that way, and that's what the U.S. Constitution provides. You have a right to confront your accuser. And unfortunately, when we got on the floor of the House, when that bill was in the House, the Democrats voted for it. But when it came back from the Senate amended, that's the reason they chose to vote no, was the due process provision. So that was frustrating, but it's in the law. The Ethics Commission has not yet been formed. They've got some finalists, and the people that form the commission are the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Minority Leader, and the Governor. And they'll go into place, and they'll be invited to the Judiciary Committee interim hearings to hear the studies that we're going to, the information we're going to look at. So
three people are in charge of forming the Ethics Committee.
Right.
And what type of vetting process will there be, and how many people will sit on this Ethics Commission, and just tell us about that?
Yeah, they had, I want to say there was over 30 applicants. And the vetting process, they just fill out a resume and say why they should be on the commission.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to, and it's consensus. It's not two yes and one no. Everybody has to agree on the commissioners that are going to be seated.
Mm-hmm.
I have the constitutional amendment, and, you know, had a hard time finding people that said they actually read what they voted for. I sat up one night and tried to retype what is now in our Constitution. It took me an hour and a half. I'm a fairly good typer, but it took me an hour and a half to write exactly what is in our Constitution. And so our commission, which is Section 3, I know we got a little wind here blowing around. We're going to have five members on the commission, and they're going to be a four-year term. So there should be five members appointed soon, and then the Ethics Commission will be up and running with no experience.
Now, because this was a constitutional amendment, is there a scenario at all that next legislative session there is legislation introduced by whomever to again try to tweak it? Or is what is in place now in place moving forward for good?
Well, that was a source of contention between me and somebody in the media, saying that the Republican legislator changed the Constitution. That is absolutely false. It's impossible. There's no change to the Constitution unless the voters vote on it.
Right.
So we could propose a change, but the voters would have to approve it.
Okay. Gotcha. So as it sits now, if by whatever chance there would be any type of legislation introduced in future sessions, it would again have to be approved by the voters because it is a constitutional issue.
Right. So the legislature, there's two ways to do that. Somebody could initiate it. Citizens could initiate a change and get petition signed.
Very good. Representative Scott Lauser joining us today, the House Assistant Majority Leader. Scott's going to stick around because on the flip side of 10:30, we'll be joined by U.S. Congressman Kelly Armstrong. You saw the congressman yesterday as part of the Mueller hearings. And also, I believe he has some breaking news today in regarding to some farm legislation that the House is likely voting on today. We'll do that as well on the flip side.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora musical. And this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge at San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving. But we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack. Some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of protests and calls for him to step down, the governor of Puerto Rico has a big announcement last night.
I announced it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor.
Governor Ricardo Rossello, speaking through a translator there, saying he'll step down on August 2nd. That after a scandal involving a group chat that was leaked that showed offensive remarks from Rossello against women, gays, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found injured in his Manhattan jail cell. Not a lot of details released by officials, but reports are he was on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators say they don't know what happened to him, but he's now on a suicide watch. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
MyPillow special, patented fill, allows you to adjust your pillow to exactly what you want instead of the other way around. When you're getting the exact support you need, two things happen. You get sleep faster, you stay there longer, it's customized to fit you. Several fill levels ensure you get the exact pillow you need for the best sleep. Make sure you use the promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028, 506-9028, promo code Scott. To my premium pillows, the lowest price ever on radio or TV, $69.98, MyPillow.com. Live from the North Dakota State Fair, it's Hammer Time.
10:32 on a gorgeous Thursday morning here on What's on Your Mind, live from the North Dakota State Fair. Dan Hammer and Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Got the ropes today while Scott makes his way to El Paso, Texas, and he will be live with What's on Your Mind tomorrow from El Paso, Texas. So you will not want to miss that program. We are visiting with North Dakota Assistant House Majority Leader Scott Lauser, a Minot native who joins us on the stage today. And we also welcome in a man that many of you watched yesterday during the Mueller hearings, North Dakota U.S. Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Congressman Armstrong, thanks for your time today. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. How's it going at the fair?
That's going great. You're with Dan and Vince and Representative Lauser today. Of course, what the topic that's on the minds of many North Dakotans today was the Mueller hearing yesterday. Did it accomplish anything, Congressman?
Well, I think if you are a Democrat and you think this was going to move the ball forward on impeachment, I think today you are licking your wounds and sorely disappointed. So I would say, yes, it did accomplish something. Hopefully this will be the end of it. We can move on to doing the business of the citizens of North Dakota and citizens of the country. I'm skeptical that will happen, as I just sat through an oversight hearing where apparently we just subpoenaed every single personal email from Ivanka Trump and Jared Trump for the purpose of, I can only assume, to embarrass the president and his family.
Hey, Congressman, it's Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott.
I saw you on TV yesterday, and it made me think, as you're preparing for a hearing like that, going from a state senator where you don't have any staff Tell us what it's like to go into a hearing like that and have the preparation and the time frame and the time crunch and the inability to actually get the answers that you want. What, tell us the difference between serving in Congress and the state Senate.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is whether it's in a congressional hearing or also in, you know, when I was doing criminal defense work, the biggest issue you have to deal with is knowing that there's not going to be any back and forth. We have the 5-minute rule, and it basically goes on seniority. So if you hear something in the first 10 minutes of the hearing, I got to wait 2.5 hours to address it. So you have to make different determinations as to whether it's still worth it or not. Now, as far as staff goes and all of those types of issues, you have smart people, you do it. But in these kind of scenarios, I will tell you, my staff did a great job. The judiciary, the Republican staff did a great job. Other members did a great job. But you know me well enough to know that when we're doing this and we're going to be cross-examining a professional witness, at the end of the day, it's going to be me who's asking the questions because, no offense to anybody on my staff, I've done this a lot more than they have.
Representative Kellen Armstrong joining us today, member of the Judiciary Committee. So when you and your staff are preparing for something like yesterday, when it comes down to it in terms of trying to maximize the time and getting those questions out you want answered, are you kind of trying to dig inside the mind of your constituents here in North Dakota in terms of, in this time that I'm allotted as a member of the Judiciary Committee, what can I help answer for my constituents?
Just about everything we're doing out here, that has to be a number one concern. This type of hearing is really about parsing through the legal versus political fights, because one of the frustrating things being a lawyer doing this type of stuff my whole life is when it's convenient, politicians, particularly in this instance, and I would say more so for my friends on the other side of the aisle, ignore the law for political gain. And that's not something I am comfortable with. And it's not something I'm ever going to stand for at whether it's it doesn't matter what side it's on. So these are issues where I think it's really important for people to understand that elections are political. Impeachment and these types of hearings are legal. And even though impeachment is a political proceeding, these are real legal standards that people need to know exist.
Congressman Scott, again, I'm fascinated by the role that you're serving out in D.C., and I'd just like to know your feelings on serving on that committee as a freshman. You're in a high-profile hearing that's being watched worldwide. It's a historic day for our country, and you're asking questions on behalf of, well, the country, but you're certainly doing it for the North Dakota citizens. Talk a little bit about the difference serving in Congress versus serving in North Dakota and what you're enjoying most about it.
I miss you guys. Let's put it that way. 10 years as a criminal defense attorney prepared me more for serving in the minority on judiciary than my 6 years in the North Dakota legislature. Nothing about what I've seen here in the last 6 months would ever change my mind that government is always better when you can keep it as close, as local as possible, whether that's at the state or the county level. But, yeah, I mean, you have to recognize that this is better than any particular 5 minutes you have. This is, I would argue, probably the highest profile hearing that has happened in a generation. Whether you like the way it's being handled or not, you have to recognize that. So your goal is to defend the president in this situation because he's being treated very unfairly, and then to promote the rule of law and make sure it doesn't go away just because they want to use Russian election interference, which we should all care about, because whether it's Russia, whether it's China, whether it's any country, if they're interfering with our elections, we need to know. But it really frustrates me that they use it as a prop because they want to attack this country.
Congressman, if we can just flip the page a little bit based on a tweet that I saw
Absolutely.
From you earlier this morning. You'll high-five me on that one, right?
Yes.
You tweeted earlier this morning good news that the House is passing the Family Farm Relief Act today. Do you still anticipate that happening today?
It's on suspended vote, and so it needs 2/3, but it's got broad bipartisan support. Actually, maybe a little bit of cart before the horse. I should have chosen my wording a little better. We're voting on it today, and I do expect it to pass. And it's a good piece of legislation. It was a good piece of legislation regardless of the economic conditions in farm country right now, but given what we know is going on, it's even more important. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to move a good piece of legislation forward that actually helps people in North Dakota.
You helped draft this legislation. What pieces, in your opinion, as you say, are going to be most beneficial to North Dakotans?
Yeah, we're raising the farm bankruptcy cap from $3.5 million to $10 million. It hasn't been raised in over 20 years, and so it needed an inflator adjustment anyway. But also, Scott knows this from serving with me in the legislature, what I don't like is when we put hard numbers as caps or anything in statute, because it's worth less money the day after you pass the law than the day you pass it. But also, even more so than just inflating, it more accurately reflects what a family farm looks like now. Equipment's gotten more expensive. Inputs have gotten more expensive. You need to farm more land in order to be competitive. So this just more accurately reflects the current reality of what a family farm looks like. There are various protections in farm bankruptcy that don't exist in regular bankruptcy, and it's important that these tools are available to farmers, family farmers all across the country, but in my case, particularly my ones in North Dakota.
Congressman Representative Lauser has been man in the North Dakota Republican booth here. He says the open invite for you is still open. You say you miss your friends back here, your fellow lawmakers. So Scott says the invite's open if you want to, you know, head this way sometime over the next 3 days.
I love the North Dakota State Fair, but I don't think they particularly work together with the
Well, you've had a pretty busy 24 hours. You were on TV. I just got a text message from one of our listeners and a supporter of yours that said that Kelly Armstrong was quoted yesterday on Rush Limbaugh. Are you aware of that, Congressman?
I got some text yesterday. It's fun because in this job you get a lot of critics a lot of times, so it's always great to hear from supporters, and I appreciate the fact that people reach out to me. And I'm glad, because I think it was an important issue. And just for the audience listening, this isn't about political affiliation. I mean, there are $48,000 worth of donations to Democratic candidates on the Mueller team. That's a political argument, and I think it's valid to raise. My problem wasn't that. My problem was that half of the lawyers on the team had a direct political, professional, or personal relationship with Hillary Clinton. That is a conflict of interest. If you have that close a relationship to the opponent of the person you are investigating, that is a legal conflict of interest. Every one of these people is DOJ lawyers. They should have disclosed it, and they should have recused themselves. And that should happen in any case, let alone the most high-profile investigation in a generation. And to be quite frank, it makes me angry.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, a weekly guest here on What's on Your Mind. And thanks for your time. We'll look forward to today's presumptive vote on the Family Farmers Relief Act, Congressman.
Thanks, guys. Have a great time at the fair. Nice talking to you, Scott.
Will do.
Thanks for being here, Kelly.
It's What's on Your Mind, live from the North Dakota State Fair. Dan Hammer and Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, being joined by Scott Lauser, the North Dakota House Assistant Majority Leader, 17 before 11. Vince, when our friends are coming to see us here the next few days, they can ask for you and me, and we're going to share what with them?
We're going to share wellness, but more importantly, why Hot Spring? Why this brand? And we've been carrying it in North Dakota for 42 years. We have only one brand. We have over 10,000 customers. And why Hot Spring? And that answer is really easy. It's the absolute best ownership experience, which really means it's the difference between whether you're going to use it a lot or not at all. And we refer to it, and we're going to love to talk to you about better massage, better water, and better energy.
Mm-hmm. And better energy. I mean, as you know, especially from prospective first-time hot tub owners, the questions that we get many times are based on energy.
That's right.
When, have it outside.
When you're
run this in the winter.
When you're buying a hot tub at the state fair, it's 90 degrees out.
Right.
We tend to lose. We tend to forget about the 9 months of winter we just had. And energy is important. And we are the most energy efficient hot tub made. Period. And that's a line drawn in the sand right there. So if you're going to put this thing outside in North Dakota, it better be a hot spring.
Better water, better energy, better massage. Scott Hannon is back tomorrow. He'll be hosting What's on Your Mind live from El Paso, Texas. Today is Water Day, at the North Dakota State Fair.
How fitting you'd be here.
Fitting that we'd be here talking about the many, many health benefits of immersing in hot water.
For What's in Your Mind is on the way live to the fair.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year. And it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's in Your Mind brought to you by, in part, is the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. Read up about it. 10:30 before the hour. It's been hammer time. It's been a great time at the North Dakota State Fair. Scott Hennin live from El Paso. You'll hear the echo of the of all that space where everybody's running for the border. We'll find out more about what's going on with that, but... good to have you here, Hammer.
You know, Todd, it's good seeing you. Thanks for helping out today. Thanks
sure.
for being in the captain's chair and getting us to our sponsor.
The captain's chair is a folding chair. Wow, high budget operation we got going on here.
Hey, it's your stage, man.
No.
You could be sitting in one of our beautiful Tropitone high back cushion solo rockers.
I'd much
one of those over for you.
Much rather be there.
You talk about a sitting experience.
Should have been doing the whole show in one of those nice high tubs there.
Should have been doing that as well. So, just to paint a picture for our friends, Vince, when you visit us at our Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location, you're going to find a great selection of hot spring hot tubs. You're going to find a couple of endless pools, which are an aquatic fitness system and a hot tub and the same physical product. You're going to find several arrangements of Tropitone outdoor patio furniture, which is a commercial grade of patio furniture. And you're going to find the world's greatest above-ground pool. It's called the Splash Super Pool. This is a pool that you can leave up year-round here in North Dakota. Shields, which all of our listeners are familiar with, Shields uses this at all of their locations, whether it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Nebraska, as they've expanded their footprint for the retrieving competition as part of fall hunting fest days. So they have a runway built to the Splash Super Pool. The dogs are running down the runway. They're throwing whatever into the air, and the dogs are jumping into the pool. And the pool that Shields uses corporate-wide is the same pool that our customers have in their backyard.
That's right. And, you know, I get, when I say it's the world's greatest above-ground pool, everybody always looks at you funny. Well, you're just a sales guy. Well, then you break out the pictures of all the commercial applications. And one of my favorite ones is the Splash Pool over in London, England. It's physically the size of a football field, if you can imagine that. 1 million gallons of water, and it's used for windsurfing. But all these things Dan and I are talking about here with the Splash Pool, we love to share, and we can demo it here at our booth at the State Fair. And I think you're going to come away with a better impression of a soft-sided pool and what it can be and what it can be in your backyard for you and your family.
We have a 17 by 29 Splash Pool, which is the second to the largest. Yeah, it's filled with water here. And because you can leave it up year-round, just about all of our customers do some at least partial decking. We have some customers like Chris and Brandy on Williston and others who have done decking all the way around it. It's beautiful, but most of our customers do at least some partial decking, and it's a beautiful backyard accompaniment, and it's portable. So if you would move one day, you can take it with you.
That's the beauty of the Splash Pool, and you look at our time to swim in North Dakota is very precious, and, you know, the 3 months we get, it's a great investment. And even compared to, like, doing an in-ground pool, which we do that, it's, in my opinion, a better investment. And on the theme of wellness, even the Splash Pool leads to wellness with you and your family, spending time in your backyard. You know, that's something that that's very important. And we love hearing from our customers and how it's played out.
Yeah. So when you come to the State Fair, how do you find us? Well, and thanks to Scott Lauser here for this. One of the easiest ways you find us is just look for chartreuse. Now, I say chartreuse because that's a popular color for fishermen. Chartreuse-colored spinners are the color of our shirts, bright lime green. So you can't miss us. If you see a bright lime green shirt, you know that it's either Dan or Vince or Ben or one of our team members from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
And on that note, visit us if you decide it's the right time for wellness for you. We're all giving away a very cool cooler that's lime green with our logo on it. It's a Grizzly cooler, about a $400 value, so we're having some fun with that as well.
Yeah. Vince, your family has been involved in the business of wellness for years, haven't they?
Since 1989, when they sold their first hot tub in Minnesota. So yeah. We've been into it, and it's a lot of fun. The people you've met, how it's changed their lives for the better. You know, and those are my favorites, hearing the family times spent in the hot tub with the grandkids or in the swimming pool. And, you know, they come to you, and they might be in second or third grade. Pretty soon you're going to their graduation and their wedding and whatnot. So it's been a been a fun run.
We are giving away a 9x17 Splash Super Pool. In fact, Scott will announce the winner next Monday morning at 10:30 on What's On Your Mind. How do you register? You can do it in a couple places. You can do it here at the Talent Stage at the North Dakota State Fair. You can come to our booth, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and that will come all-inclusive with all the structural pieces, all your hoses, your pump, your filter, your ladder, your solar cover, your winter cover. Rick Springfield, Starship, it's rock tonight. Back to country, Tim McGraw tomorrow night. Thanks for listening today. Scott is back tomorrow live from El Paso.
Don't forget, Greg Kinn. You forgot about Greg Kinn. I got to interview Greg Kinn. It was a fun interview. We had a really good time because, of course, he's an old radio guy, so he gets the whole radio thing. Right. Imagine being a rocker where your day ends at 3:30 in the morning and converting to morning radio where your day starts at 3:30 in the morning. He said it was like moving to Australia. So if you pop on to campfire.com on the official page, you can hear that interview with Greg Kinn.
Vince Webker, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Scott,
it's been
nice
fun.
To you again. Thank you, Todd. Thanks for quarterbacking.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks to Congressman Armstrong. It was great to get him back right after the Mueller, I'm going to call it hearings. Didn't really hear much, did we? The Mueller mess.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.